Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President, CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is May 24th, 2019, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined today by Vice President of McKinney Flavelle, Kevin Combs. How you doing, Kevin?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for asking.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to everybody.
Yeah. Great day. We're heading into a long weekend. Happy Memorial Day to everybody, and thanks to the troops for serving for our country.
Yeah, and Mike, everyone's wanting to know, are you letting us out 2 hours early today?
Sure. You know what? I'll do that. You guys go. I'll stay here. Just don't tell Michaela.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. She listens religiously to our podcast, so she'll probably know this. But anyway, happy Friday to everybody. And, the Warriors are continuing their march. And I'm from Portland, so, it was not very difficult. I wasn't conflicted.
I'm sure you weren't.
No. Well, it looks like they're going to play the Raptors, which will be great.
Still got to win one more game.
I know. Don't get ahead of ourselves.
I wouldn't get over it yet.
Well, and speaking of the Raptors.
Really doesn't matter, does it, Mike?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Subs in five.
Yep. Four. I'll go four.
Four. Okay. All right. Take there it.
I'll take it. Anyway, so speaking of the Raptors, let's talk about beat plantings.
Yeah, because Raptors and beats really go together.
And Canada and sugar, right?
Exactly.
So why don't you give us, there's been a lot of talk about the beet plantings and delays and et cetera. Maybe give our listeners an idea of what's going on with beet plantings and a little bit about how that might impact supply moving forward for this this crop year and next.
Yeah, great. Well, with beet plantings, obviously the cold, wet spring has created problems. You know, Idaho got off to a great start. Everything got in the ground on pretty much a normal basis and rocking and rolling. In the plains, Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, pretty much average. They not quite as quick as Idaho, but they were getting in on time. No big issues. But same thing we've seen on the grain sides and talked about before. When you got to the Red River Valley and Michigan, it was too cold, too wet, etc., and they were struggling to get beets in the ground. But what we've seen over the past 10, 14 days, they've made significant progress. And, the American farmer just has the capacity to get their crops in the ground in a quick, decisive manner when conditions get there. So most of the cooperatives are now mostly, if not 100% planted, with the possible exception of Southern Min, which, continuing to after all the struggles they had last year,
yeah,
they're struggling a little bit to get the final acreage in the ground. But, in general, when you look at the eastern region, Red River Valley,
yeah,
you're probably most farmers are about 2 to 3 weeks later than they'd like to be.
So how does that talk to us about how that might impact the numbers for this crop year and maybe even next? From a beet production standpoint?
Well, when you talk about numbers, giving a hard number is hard to do at this point because we're still seeing some cold, wet weather that's going to influence the development of the beets at this point in time. So we're not out of the woodwork yet.
Okay.
But if you kind of assume that, we get over this wet weather pattern here in a couple weeks and things dry up, we start getting some heat and really allow the beets to develop, we can still produce a really good crop. Obviously, it's not going to be pushing a record of 5.3 million tons or anything like that.
Right, okay.
But I think when you look at it at this point in time, being late, if we do get some normal weather conditions, certainly with the additional acreage we have planted this year, there's no reason why they can't produce a 5.1, maybe, upside 5.15 million ton crop.
Okay. So if they're a little bit late, we've heard some rumblings about some reassignment of the TRQ, maybe some access to Mexico. What's your thoughts on that as we move forward and what might happen?
Well, certainly with the USDA now projecting lower early crop harvest. So they actually lowered 2018-19 beet production in the last estimate. Cane was actually lowered a little bit too as Florida's crop was down. So our stocks to use ratio dropped down to 13.2%. And then looking at where they got next year projected at 12.0 with some conservative production numbers there, it looks like they're building the case that we need imports. Mm-hmm. So certainly a lot of rumblings right now that those are under consideration. And, you know, if you look at it, you'd say, hey, maybe you could use 150,000 tons or something like that. But we also know the USDA has stated, you know, they don't see a 13.5% hard number for running the sugar program.
Right.
They could see it going up to as high as 15.5%. So I think you can make the case they'll be looking at somewhere between a bottom line of 150,000 tons to maybe 300,000 tons. But as we've seen over many, many years of managing the sugar program,
yeah,
you never know what you're going to get. You never know. So,
well, how many years ago was it that they made that adjustment at the end of the season? Was that 3 or 4 years ago?
I think it was 2016, if I remember right.
Well, but history sometimes is your guide, and sometimes you follow that, and sometimes you don't. So I guess we're really saying wait to see.
Wait to see. Definitely always wait to see. And I don't see them doing anything. If it were me running the program, yeah, I probably want to wait and see how the beet development goes, yes, see how the weather transitions,
right,
before doing anything. So maybe get into July, still get some time to get some sugar into the country. And they've also always put that flexibility where they'd allow them to extend another month to get raw sugar in or something, right, like that if needed. So patience would be the prudent thing to do in my estimation.
Yep.
But again, you never know.
You never know. And I'll tell you what, now is a good time. If you're a current client of McKinney Favelle, give us a call because we can start talking to you about how that might impact current pricing and then future pricing for next year, next crop year, which, you know, is exactly going to start heating up here soon. So if you're not a client, give us a call. Yep. We'd love to walk you down the road.
Last year, we started heating up in around this time, and I think it's going to happen again. So definitely, yeah, give us a call. We'd love to help you.
Absolutely. And one other thing, Kevin, before we let everybody go for their long weekend, is that next Wednesday, the 29th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we are having a webinar on the sugar re-export program and how it works. So if you've ever wondered what that line item there, re-export line item on the sugar table, on the USDA report is, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about what the program is, how it works, and if it's something that your company can utilize. So yeah,
great program if you could take advantage of it.
Absolutely. So just part of our education series. And until next week, Kevin, are you going to do anything fun this weekend?
No, I never do anything fun, Mike.
Oh, whatever.
Busy time with graduations, et cetera, coming up. So lots, cool, of stuff on the calendar.
Can I just show up with some hamburgers at your house? We'll have barbecue.
Always.
Oh, cool.
Bring the beer, please.
All right. I'll bring my Lagunitas. Here we go. So everybody have a great weekend, a great long weekend. As I always say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy every moment you have. And until next week, take care, everybody.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favelle.com. Also follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.